한 곳 예보았고 예보구인 세포 아멘. There's a beloved game, my children, we call hide and seek. And psychologists encourage that children play this game very often because it helps them improve and strengthen balance, agility, and coordination and working together with each other. While at the same time, they also teach them the concepts of volume, size, and social skills. However, hiding is not always the best thing we should be doing. It's not always a good thing. And as we grow older in life, we tend to hide more and more things. We tend to hide our true feelings. We tend to hide mistakes we make, lies we tell, and sometimes even the truth. And in today's gospel reading, we hear Christ give a very worrying warning. And he says, nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing secret that will not be made known and brought to light. In reality, we hide in three different circumstances. There are three different times we hide. We hide first from ourselves. We hide and shut our eyes to the consequences of our actions and to the habits that we are very well aware of. We don't want to come to a reality and the truth that we have done something wrong. So we hide it. We close our eyes. When we have a sickness or an illness, very often people hide from that and pretend it doesn't exist. When someone is smoking constantly and they cough constantly, they say, oh, it's nothing, don't worry about it. My grandfather lived to 95 and he smoked every day. We come up with excuses. Or when we are constantly drinking and we have headaches, we say, oh, it's nothing serious. It's just a little thing that's going on. But we hide from these things because we don't want to face the truth. As we say in English, we don't want to face the music. We hide from the truth. And we hide from ourselves. The second time we hide is from others, from people. We don't want people to know who we really are. And this goes back to the first point. We don't really want to know who we are. We are embarrassed of who we are. We are embarrassed of the sins we have committed, the lies we teach, and the things we do. We hide from these things, and we hide from others, and we put on a facade. We put on a performance to make people think everything is fine and dandy. Go to Instagram or Facebook, and you'll see this all the time. Nobody, very rarely do we put out there and say, oh, I ran someone over today, or I hurt someone's feelings, or I did this or I did that. This never happens. We always put all the good things that we show and we do. And this is hard on us because when we do wrong things, when we commit sins, they weigh heavy on our hearts and on our minds. And it makes us even worse inside. And the third time we hide, or we try to hide, is from God. We try our best to hide from God, but it's an impossible act. No matter how much we try, we can never hide from God because God sees everything we do, big and small. In truth, there is no act, there is no work that we can do that is too small or insignificant that God does not notice it or that he forgets about it. There's a story of a man who lived a very, very bad life. Constantly doing evil, constantly lying to people, tricking to people, constantly stealing from others. But then one day he wakes up and he says to himself, and he decides that he's going to do good work from then on. And he decides he's going to save his soul from destruction. So he goes out and he does good work. He does everything there is to do. He feeds the poor, he clothes the naked, he welcomes those who are lonely, and he does all these great works. But he doesn't notice that there's any difference in his life. He doesn't notice any change towards the good in his life. So one day he's walking in the street, and as he's walking, he sees this old grandma who's walking in front of him. And as he's walking, he notices that from this grandma's jacket, a button pops off and falls to the ground. And so he thinks to himself, he says, I'm sure she has so many buttons at home. There's no need for me to make a big fuss out of it and get it and give it to her. But in any event, he does. He bends down, he picks up that button, he comes after her, and he tells her that it broke off, and he gives it to her. And then he forgets about it. Years go by, and he finally ends up passing away. He finally dies, this man. And before him, he sees this huge scale that is before him. And he sees on the left side of the scale, he sees all the bad works he has done, all the horrible, evil things he has done. And they are so heavy that they are pushing all the way down. And he sees on the right-hand side, the good works, nothing. And he thinks to himself, well, once again, my luck is out. I'm going to hell. But then all of a sudden, he sees from a distance an angel come flying towards him. And in this angel's hand, it has a little button. And this angel puts the button in the plate of the scale on the good side, and all of a sudden the scale goes the other way, and it becomes heavier than all the bad he has done. And he is surprised, and he said, how is it that this one button outweighs all the evil I have done? And to add to this, I have done so much good in my life. Why is it not there? Why doesn't it show? And then all of a sudden a voice from behind the scale comes and says, all the good works you have done disappeared because you took pride in them and you boasted about them. But this one button, which you have completely forgotten about, was enough to save you from destruction. Today is Halloween, and I am sure you all have lots of candy at home for the trick-or-treaters. But I ask you, when those trick-or-treaters come and they are hiding their faces, they are hiding who they are and they're pretending to be something else and someone else, I ask that we remember the Lord's words when he says, nothing is hidden that will not be revealed and nothing secret that will not be made known and brought to light. I ask that we, and I urge that all of us always do the things that are pleasing to God and the things that glorify God. Always keeping in mind and in our heart that God sees everything. The smallest act of kindness that we do, he sees. And the greatest evil that we do, he sees. Small and large, nothing escapes his eye. And that he will ultimately bring all of these things before us at the final judgment. It doesn't matter, and we cannot justify anything that we do at the final judgment. But when we are standing before that scale, and he is there weighing all the good and bad we have done, I ask and I pray that starting from today, we do only good. We do only that which glorifies God, and forget about it. Don't go aground boasting about it, because it will all disappear at the final day.